This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that amid numerous disruptions, this decade has been one of unprecedented development for India, marked by strong delivery and efforts that have strengthened the democracy. Addressing the ET Now Global Business Summit in New Delhi last evening, he said global pandemics, tensions across the globe, wars and supply chain breakdowns, the world has seen a lot in just a decade. The Prime Minister said, when the last decade began, India was the 11th largest economy, but today the country is rapidly moving forward and heading towards becoming the world's third largest economy.
संकट के समय ही किसी देश के सामर्थ्य का पता चलता है अनेक डिसरप्शन के बीच भी भारत के लिए ये दशक अभूतपूर्व डेवलपमेंट का रहा है शानदार डिलीवरी का रहा है और डेमोक्रेसी को मजबूत करने वाला रहा है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Assam today. Mr. Modi will inaugurate and flag off various projects worth more than 5,450 crore rupees in Guwahati in the afternoon. At around 10:30 this morning, he will land at the emergency landing facility on Moran Bypass, developed along a national highway in Dibrugarh district, where he will witness the aerial display of fighters, transport aircraft and helicopters. The Election Commission has instructed the district election officers of West Bengal to ensure documents which are mandated by the Commission and the Supreme Court get uploaded in respect of the ongoing SIR process. The Commission has made it clear by 5 p.m. of 16 February all the district election officers would personally scrutinize all the documents submitted by the people in the hearing phase. If any unwarranted documents found uploaded after the scrutiny phase, then the DEOs would be held responsible. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has strongly rebutted the allegations made by Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, terming it a stage-managed, artificial and fake narrative. He was responding to a video allegation shared by Mr. Gandhi regarding the India-US trade agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that the Congress leader made the allegations alongside party activists who are posing as farmer representatives. He dismissed the claims as completely baseless and accused Mr. Gandhi of attempting to mislead the country's annadatas. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 will mark a historic milestone in global cooperation on artificial intelligence. It will be the first global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. The summit will take place in New Delhi from the 16th to the 20th of this month. Leaders from 20 countries are scheduled to attend the India AI Impact Summit in the national capital. Ministerial delegations from over 45 countries will be participating in the five-day event. The UN Secretary General and officials from several international organizations will also join the deliberations. Representatives from the Global North and Global South will present concrete deliverables. The summit will host over 700 sessions covering AI safety, governance, ethical deployment, data protection, and India's vision of sovereign AI. The Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, is preparing to form the next government after winning a two-thirds majority in the 13th Jatiya Sangsad elections. According to official results released by the Election Commission for 297 seats, the BNP has won 209 seats on its own, comfortably crossing the 151-seat threshold required to form a government in the 300-member parliament. Standing committee member Amir Khosrow Mahmood Chaudhary said preparations are underway for the swearing-in of the members of parliament on government formation in accordance with the constitutional procedures. Officials said new elected members of parliament are likely to take oath on 16 February. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Ireland will take on Oman in Colombo at 11 a.m. while England will be up against Scotland in Kolkata at 3 p.m. today. New Zealand will face South Africa in Ahmedabad from 7 p.m. this evening. Last night, United States of America defeated Netherlands by 93 runs in the Group A clash at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. After being invited to bat first, USA scored 196 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.